Hello everyone, this is Darcy here, and this is AudioMo Day 17 for June 17th, 2020. And tip for anybody doing this, if you're not sure about the date, check it before you start, because I just started over because I was about 90% sure it was the 17th, but it might not have been. I thought it was either the 17th or the 18th. Don't have a lot to talk about today. I do want to talk about something that I think a lot of people who are into audio mo will be interested in, is Twitter is starting to roll out an audio tweets feature where you can post an audio tweet. I think it can be 140 seconds in length, probably to correspond with the 140 characters they used to have. And I don't know. I'm kind of dubious of the success of this thing. I just don't know if it will take off. And I say that, the irony of saying it on basically a Twitter audio post, that doesn't escape me. I'm fully aware of that. But I just don't know. I just don't know if people will see this as anything but a novelty. I mean, obviously there are people in the AudioMo community who are fans of this sort of thing, but I don't know if it translates to the mainstream or not. And I don't even know as a Twitter user if it's something I want to translate to the mainstream. I like listening to AudioMo posts. Most of the time I use Huffduffer or something else to listen to them. So I kind of listen to them. I sort of think of them as like little mini podcasts. Cause Twitter to me seems like something separate. Like it seems like, it seems like, I like the idea of, like, really, really quick, brief things. You know, people are talking about, you know, whatever's going on in their lives or in the world or whatever. And I just don't know if I see audio tweets fitting into that, both as a consumer of Twitter and as someone who, just thinking about what people might want to do. There is something going on. Either next door or across the street. I can't tell what it is. So that's if you're hearing a bunch of noise in the background, that's what's going on. I don't know. I just don't see it. I think most people would rather either communicate in the tweets themselves or use pictures or use video. I don't know. And maybe I'm wrong, and I kind of hope that I am wrong, because I know I saw a lot of people on my timeline enthusiastic about this, and it's something I think a lot of people would really enjoy. So I kind of hope I'm wrong, but I don't know. I see it only happening people sort of treating it as a novelty. And the other thing, if it does start to take off, I wonder if it's the kind of thing you'll only be able to do with the native Twitter client, as opposed to using third-party Twitter clients. Because I know a lot of people who use third-party clients and prefer them. I myself use Twitterific, both on iOS and on the Mac. And, like, for me, if I can't use Twitterific to post them, it's a non-starter. It's not something I'm interested in at all, because I have the main Twitter app and I do use it. It's more my Twitter notification system. But I rarely, if ever, actually go into the app itself and use it. So I don't see myself doing that. And I hate to be pessimistic, because I know I hate that when some new feature or some new app or whatever is released and I'm all excited about it and people just, try and tear it down. And I don't really want to do that. I mean, I think I am doing that a little bit, but I don't know. It just seems like we've seen a lot of these apps kind of come and go. These things where you can kind of post, brief audio things and sort of have it be a social thing that you tweet out or you post or whatever. And, there's a small group of people who are like super enthusiastic about it. And, you know, sometimes I count myself among that group. But I just, I don't know if it translates to the, into the mainstream. And, we will see, I guess. I'm sure a year from now, when Audiomo rolls around again, we'll know one way or the other. Either, I think either the service, either the system will be gone, the feature will be gone, or, everyone will be using it for their Audiomo. And then I guess we'll see if it translates to the rest of the world. Anyway, those are my thoughts for what they're worth. And I'll be back with more tomorrow.